This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Thursday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we leave with news of more evidence the pandemic recovery is V-shaped. In fact, it may be one of the fastest recoveries from recession in modern times. In the US, the ADP employment report, the precursor report to their non-farm payrolls report due out on Saturday, revealed a good rise in filled jobs, but not as big a rise as was anticipated. The gains, however, were broad-based across all firm sizes and across all sectors. Only the tech industry shed jobs, and that was a small slip. At this time, analysts are expecting the rise in non-farm payrolls to be almost 1 million people for April. This ADP report showed a gain of 742,000. One reason they may be in undershoot is that today's release of the widely watched ISM services PMI came in under expectations, even if the expansion it was reporting was strong. But the internationally benchmarked market services PMI reported a stronger expansion. Both surveys featured strong rises in new orders and strong inflationary pressures. Singapore's retail trade is showing a good recovery. In the UK, a regulator said there's a strong prudential case for some floors or minimum expectations on risk weights from in-house models that banks use in their assessment of capital support for mortgage lending. And in Scotland, they're about to have an election tonight that'll be a crucial indicator on whether they have a second independence referendum. The polls say the result is too close to call. In Australia, their services sector is powering out of its funk with strong new order growth, strong rises in employment, and a notable uptick in cost inflation. And we should note that yesterday the New Zealand Parliament has unanimously declared that severe human rights abuses are occurring against the Uyghur people in Xinjiang, China. It was unanimous because the government succeeded in getting the word genocide removed from the declaration. It is a development that will not improve trade relations with China, but so far China seems to have ignored the statement publicly. China is on holiday this week. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 1.58% and unchanged overnight. The price of gold starts today at $1,785 an ounce, and that's up $8 since this time yesterday. And oil prices are up another 50 cents today at just under $65.50 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is up a bit more at just $68.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today at 72.1 US cents and back up 0.75 cents since this time yesterday. Against the Australian dollar, we're up to 93.1 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're up to 60.1 euro cents. With all these across-the-board gains, it means our trade-weighted index is now back up to 74, where it was this time last week. And the Bitcoin price is now at $57,429 and recovering a very sharp 5.9% since this time yesterday. The yo-yoing continues. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been very high at plus or minus 4.7%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.